Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, first game loss, but your team came back and battled for a 1-0 win on Saturday. What did you learn from that first weekend of play about your team?
Well, reinforce the fact nothing's ever easy, Kelly, right? But I just liked the way we competed. I think I mentioned at the press conference, you know, that other than that 5-minute window there in the first period, I thought we, for the most part, played pretty well. And just in that time span, our defensive awareness was just lacking. And obviously, you're going to go through that first game and give Lynnwood credit. They capitalized on those mistakes by us. But I thought we certainly had the puck way more than they did. We outshot them. We out-attempted them. I think they had 32 blocks Friday night. We talked about that. I just thought Saturday we were just crisper. No score for the longest time. But, we also talked about going into the third period. Good teams find a way. And we caught a break on the penalty call. And we managed to get a power play goal. And through the 120 minutes, I thought we played hard. We competed well. As always, there's things you can improve on and get better at. And that's we told them after Saturday, we're going to get better. I thought we certainly worked hard this week to improve ourselves.
What kind of things did your team work on specifically this week?
We spent a little bit more time in our end, both from an offense and a defense standpoint, but just down low play defensively, making sure we're playing in layers and our defensive forward understanding where they should be, situated in all situations, and on the other side of that, offensively, just good quick puck movement, utilizing the defense. First touch going low to high, then we go east west, go back down low. Just trying to get defensive teams to move, and that's going to create seams when you do that. We had to juggle our lines up, so we tried to get as many reps as we could for all the lines to get used to playing together.
This early in the year, you hope that your team is pretty healthy. How is your team doing after that first weekend?
Well, we've got Lydia Passold and Kiki Radke out, obviously Ellie Mosier's been out. So you take two of your top six players out of the lineup, including one who scored in every game you played so far, including the exhibition. Senior captain who's really instrumental in terms of how she plays, the energy she brings. So certainly, those are two tough losses, but at the same time, it's an opportunity for other players. And we've talked about our depth from day one, so we'll get a good chance to see it.
Last year, you played the Friars on the road there. They came away with two wins against Bemidji State. Are they much different than they were last year, or do they still have as much talent?
I think they're going to be different in that they've had the Matt Kelly and his coaching staff for a full year now. When we played them, I believe it was their second series of the year. So, and it was his first year as a coach. So obviously they've had a full year under him now. And so obviously he's implemented the systems that he wants to play, the style he wants to play. So from that standpoint, they're certainly going to be better. They still have Murphy back. She's I think she scored 35 goals last year. Just an outstanding player. But every team has graduation, and they suffered some losses due to graduation. So, they're just going to be a well-coached team with some very good talent, and it's going to be a real good test for us.
You've got some freshmen here that have already seen a lot of ice time in your first weekend. Looking at your lines for tonight, I noticed Reese Hunt up on that line with Claire DeGeorge and Haley Mack. What does she bring to that line?
Just good hockey sense. Reese is a really talented player. You can tell every time she's on the ice. She has good puck skills, but she has a good sense for the game. She knows how to make plays, and those three players are all pretty talented. So if they're moving their feet, moving the puck, they're going to be able to create opportunities.
You've got Abby Haluska, one of your senior captains, alongside Paige Anderson and Cheyenne Hebert. Those two freshmen are going to learn a lot from Abby, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. We thought Paige Anderson had an outstanding game last Saturday. Shy hasn't had as much of an opportunity, but again, given the shuffling that we had to do, this is what the lineup that we're going to start with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can move pieces around anytime we want, and obviously we'll see how the game goes. But one thing about Shy, she's going to give it your best. She's extremely hardworking. You only have to tell her to do things one time, and she remembers it. And she can get up and down the ice. So it's going to be fun to watch that line and see how they do.
You also have Maya Nugent also in the game tonight. She got a little ice time last weekend, and from what I could see, also has a good sense of the game.
Tremendously skilled player, Maya. Just from a standpoint of puck handling, I don't know if there's anybody that has the hands she does on our team. But for her, it's just defensive awareness, understanding that part of the game at this level. You know, a lot of times it's not something they really focus on in their high school or midget teams. They just go out and play. But at this level, you definitely have to play with some structure. You definitely have to know what you're doing in our end. And that's something we continually work with her. And the better she gets at it, I think you'll see Maya playing a larger role because she's just an extremely talented hockey player.
Last weekend, we got to see both your goaltenders. I know Lauren probably would like to have those 4 minutes back from Friday night. Kerrigan played well, shutout on Saturday night for your team. Talk about the goaltending battle you've got going on between them and Lexi Baker.
Yeah, well, again, all three working hard. I think you're pretty accurate in your assessment of last week. You know, Kerrigan, the key there was she gave us a chance to win, and that's what I've asked the goalies. That's what we need, and what I mean by that is it was a 0-0 game, and Kerrigan had to keep it 0-0. We were throwing a lot of pucks down at their end, but they would come back. They would get some pretty good chances, and if you give up a goal in that situation, now you're chasing the game again. And if you give up another, now it's like it's a mountain to climb, and that's the importance of that position is giving your team a chance to win. So when it's 0-0, you've got to keep it 0-0. If it's a one goal game, boy, you got to keep it a one goal game or a tie game at the least. So, they're certainly capable of doing it. But all three are working hard. You know, Bencher was under the weather earlier in the week, so she wasn't able to practice, but certainly came back strong at the end of the week. And Lexi's chomping at the bit for her chance.
Coach, what's it going to take here to get a win against Providence?
Well, I think we need to play 60 minutes first and foremost. You know, we talked about that last, the importance of that. I thought we came out Saturday and did just that. But we want to possess the puck, Kelly. We want to possess the puck, so we got to limit our turnovers. When we do get in the offensive zone, don't front it. You want to utilize all your puck protection skills, all the things we work on. Get the puck moving like you talked about before, going low to high, east-west. I think we can do that against this team. And then I think we need to be really disciplined in the neutral zone. We've got to be F3's got to be aware all the time. We want to limit or not give up any outnumbered situations towards our net, and then be really, really good in our net or our zone. Stick on puck, get in shot lanes, close quick, make it seem like there's eight Beavers out there when Providence has the puck in our zone. And if we can do that, that certainly give us a really good chance to be successful.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you, Kelly.